All right, and we're back once again. We're back with one of the commissioners of Allegan County. Jim Story is with us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Juke, and good morning to your fine listeners of WHTC.
Dean is on a trip, so...
Yes, Dean, my good colleague who represents Laketown Township, Manlius Township, in that area, on the county commission. He's on a mission trip to Guatemala. He left this morning, the bus left about 1 o'clock this morning to catch a 6:15 a.m. flight in Chicago, and this mission trip is going to construct 22 houses for the people of in this small remote town of Guatemala, and do a week's worth of feeding about 150 people. So very, very important work. And,
yeah.
So he sends his greetings. And if I may, I can follow up on one item from our last visit last month. One of the callers asked about the pavilion at East Saugatuck Park.
Yeah.
Apparently someone had damaged one of the pillars that support the pavilion and asked what was being done about it. Well, the East Saugatuck Park is not either a township park or a county park.
It is
a private association that owns that, and they are addressing it. They've consulted their insurance carrier, to make a damage estimate, and they are in the process of getting it repaired. So I wanted to follow that up. And that happens to be, not that it's important, we all work together, that happens to be in Dean Kapinga's district, so he followed up for me after our call.
That was done before we looked to the government for anything.
You're right. That is right, but we're all interested in keeping all of our parks in
That's
good
right.
condition because it's such an important part, especially at this time of year.
Yeah,
for people to enjoy.
All right.
So,
well, what else is going on at the county level?
Well, we got quite a bit. We had our one of two meetings a month, regular meetings yesterday, and we spent a long period of time, about an hour and a half, reviewing the progress of the construction of our new county detention facility and law enforcement center that we're building in a, as many people know, in a retired Hayworth manufacturing plant in the city of Allegan, we focused on a couple of things, and that is, you know, when you do a transition from one building to another, it's pretty hard to kind of juggle both balls, if you will.
Yeah.
Operate the current building and do the transition into the new building, and so we had a proposal from a jail or corrections consultant to help us make sure that we don't drop the ball in that transition. And so we debated that a lot because before I was serving on the county board, they debated whether to have a jail planner or not, and they opted not to. And everything's gone fine, but, you know, we're getting close to the end of construction here. The actual physical construction, I'm told, should be done, late September, early October.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we start moving, the people who occupy jails from one to the other, we want to make sure all the systems are working. We've tested, the staffing levels and, that we're comfortable that we can keep, bottom line, so we can keep the people who work there safe, we can keep our community safe, and we can prevent any unnecessary injury to the inmates themselves. So, bottom line is we did decide to hire a jail consultant to help us with the transition from one jail to another. We also did two other things. We felt it was important to review the staffing levels, and we're going to put together an interdepartmental committee to make sure that we have the appropriate staffing levels for the new facility. And we were going from, a 33,000 square foot facility to one that's in close to 200,000 square feet. So it, even though we have a lot of technology, that will help us keep the number of staff that we need down, we just want to make sure that we're doing the right staffing levels. And then we want to have a interdisciplinary committee of several, departments to work with the jail consultant, to make sure we're on top of issues that we need to resolve as he and his team discover them. And one of the issues that I've been asked about very particularly is, you know, for those familiar with the city of Allegan, which is, of course, the county seat, you know, right now the jail is right across the parking lot from the courthouse or the county building,
yes,
where the trials take place. And in the new facility is about a mile away from the courthouse. And the question is, you know, how are you going to handle transport of prisoners who have the right, of course, as we all do, to a trial by jury in most cases, depending on the seriousness of the offense? Well, one of the things that we've been working with, and not me personally, but members of the county board and the county administration have been working with, have been the judges, about how much of this work of judicial review of charges and decision can be done via video rather than having to have the person right in the courtroom. And where the judges have been very cooperative and I think have determined, based upon past numbers, that up to about 80% of the preliminary judicial review can be done via video conferencing. So we don't have to do a lot of transporting. Now, there's some very practical sides of this. You know, we don't want to do anything that undermines the constitutional right to trial by jury. So basically what we're talking about is most judicial reviews up to the trial by jury or, or a bench trial or trial by judge will hopefully be done as many as possible with the video conferencing. But the practical side of that, Duke, is that we're going to save a lot of money.
That's
because
right.
Because when you have to transport prisoners, you have to have, you know, adequate staffing to make sure, you know, because you don't just transfer one usually, you transfer several. You have to have adequate staffing both to transport them and to watch over them when they're at the courthouse.
That's right.
So if you reduce the amount of prisoners that you really have to, or inmates that you have to transport, you know, then you're reducing that cost. And here's the nice part about this, is that when you reduce that staffing level, that translates into money that we can then use to construct and build a sally port, they call a sally port, at the courthouse. You know, so there's a secure area away from the rest of the courthouse and county building population, you know, for the inmates who are awaiting, you know, going into a courtroom. So those are kind of the little complexities that sometimes you don't think about when you say, let's build a new jail and let's put it, you know, remotely away from downtown Allegan. But, you know, those are the things we're working through right now. And I know we're going to get a call here, but I just want to say I got to say I'm very impressed with the amount of time that my colleagues on the Board of Commissioners and the county administrator, Rob Sorrow, and his staff spend on looking at these details so that we don't have a slip up.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are they planning to do with the old jail?
Well, thank you for that question. At this point, I don't think a permanent decision has been made, but my understanding is that the county's plans right now are to demolish the jail, first of all. That's settled. The jail, the old jail and sheriff's offices will be demolished. And at least initially, it'll be used for a parking lot because we really, when we do have a number of trials going on particularly, there's not enough parking in downtown Allegan.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So that's our plans right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, you were talking about video.
Good morning.
I was involved in a trial at Circuit Court in Grand Haven, and they had a sheriff deputy there and two Holland police officers. Now, who pays that? I'm just curious.
Well, you and I do.
That's what I
kind of
thought.
I mean, the taxpayers have to pay it. Now, of course, if you lose in, you know, some criminal proceedings, you know, court costs and incarceration costs are charged to you. If you're, and that is, you know, the appropriate authorities make every attempt to collect that money, you know, from people who lose their cases.
But I
would not sit here and tell you I pretend that it covers all the cost of that, but it, you know, it's not like it's a free ride either. So.
Yeah, because they're involved when I was there about 3 days. So.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah, that's part of what we pay for in our law enforcement and judicial system.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
All right, we're here with one of the Allegan County Commissioners this morning, Jim Story, and if you have a question for him, you may call us, 395-1450. All right, so the jail is moving along pretty well, and...
Yes, it is. And then a couple other things I just wanted to bring to people's attention is that we, along with a lot of the local governments in the area, have been participating with a service delivery panel on how to improve the delivery of services provided by local governments.
Mm-hmm.
And that report is going to come up for consideration later this month by the Mactaw Area Coordinating Council.
Oh.
And we will have some comments about it, and we look forward to continuing to work with our other governments in the area to see if we can't, you know, both reduce the cost of delivery services and improve their delivery.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You will probably remember the Dunes Correctional Facility south of Holland. It had been a seminary.
Right.
And next to it is still a building with, it was a convent. Anyway,
yes.
I believe it opened in 1980. I happened to have been an RN down there.
Yes.
And shortly after it opened, I mean, this goes to show that you can't make everybody happy, but at least you can try to let them know, you know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the neighbors, of course, were not happy. And one day, it hadn't been open for very long, a neighbor came in, a man, with a couple of loaded shotguns and informed, I guess very calmly, the guard at the front desk that he wanted to have all the prisoners brought out so he could shoot them. And the guard was fairly new and young and a little bit terrified.
Yes.
But he, of course, called... got the captain and everybody else out there, and everything was taken care of, but it was still a big thing at the time, and I will never forget the lesson that not everyone will be happy, but they may have some real reasons for not being happy, and they need to have things explained.
Yeah, okay.
Well, and you know, those are understandable concerns.
Sure.
And you never know, you know, that we're all human beings, and you know, we all are have the potential of making mistakes. But I think we're working very hard to make sure that, you know, since this new jail facility is right in the center of the city of Allegan, you know, but it sits on about 10 acres,
mm-hmm.
I mean, so there is a buffer from neighbors a little bit. You know, thankfully, it came that way, you know, from the Hayworth Company. I think we're doing our best to make sure that the people who are dangerous are separated. But, you know, there are a lot, it's not just dangerous people that are inside these facilities.
No.
There are people who just have had some very bad decisions in life.
Oh, you are so right.
And you know, we want to make sure that they correct.
Be there.
That's why we call it a corrections facility.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really why is so that hopefully those who have made one bad decision don't continue that path in their life ahead, and are kept away from those who have found that way of life to be a pattern. So
the thing is that nothing really happened to worry the neighbors. I think one time somebody got away, but he tried hitchhiking and, of course, was caught.
Yes.
And so were his, in fact, his two, the helpers, came back with their car to see what had happened to him. And
right.
So once they got inside, why, the corrections officers opened up their trunk and found the tools and all that.
Oh, yes.
Right.
But as far as this man was concerned, as I recall, everybody was sympathetic to him, and he wasn't really charged, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
So, okay, well, enjoy.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Juke, all right, what else?
Juke, this past week, one of the subcommittees that I serve on is, by virtue of being on the County Board of Commissioners, is the Economic Development Commission for Allegan County. And we've had a vacancy in the staff position that was assigned to that for the last almost a year now. And Thursday, we approved the retention for a half-time basis of the Michigan Works Director,
mm-hmm.
Nora Brzezinski, and she and will be our contact person with Michigan Economic Development Corporation, Lakeshore Advantage here locally in the Holland Zeeland area, and the Right Place in Grand Rapids and Southwest Michigan First in Kalamazoo to kind of promote companies that are looking either to locate in a new area to consider Allegan County, and probably more importantly, keep the good companies we have. I think, you know, about 10 days ago, we all awoke to the news that Perrigo, the county's yes. largest employer, had moved, decided to, in acquiring another company in Europe, had decided to move its corporate headquarters to Ireland. And while we have very strong assurances that it will not affect the staffing levels here in either Allegan or in their plants in Holland Township, I think it emphasizes to all of us that we really are in this global economy again. I mean, not like we need to know it, but every time we get these little reminders with
yes,
friends like that,
yes.
that we are. And it also reminds us that we need to be players in terms of talking to employers, potential employers, about the advantages of being located in Allegan County and staying here. So we needed that kind of point person
mm-hmm.
to carry our flag. And when a company is interested either in expanding or coming into the county, someone who they can contact and work with and get all the information needed for them to make a positive decision in favor of locating in our area. So in summary, we spent this Economic Development Commission that I serve on, we spent about the last 6 months evaluating how best to provide those services, whether it's a full-time staff person, whether it's contracting with one of these agencies that I just mentioned, Right Place, Lakeshore Advantage, or Southwest Michigan First. And we ultimately decided the best thing is to hook up with the director of the Michigan Works, because that's the kind of job training, job preparation agency in the state, and, you know, ask her to work half-time on economic development
mm-hmm.
and therefore marrying two critical things that companies look at. What are the economic advantages of locating in a particular community, and do you have a ready workforce?
That's my understanding that it was the federal taxes that they were concerned about, right?
Well, it was the federal tax was a driving point. You know, Ireland, I think, has a corporate tax rate of 15%, whereas the United States has a 35% corporate tax rate.
To hear the president talk, they don't pay any taxes.
Well, I won't go into that, Juke. That's for our federal legislators to discuss with you,
right.
which I know they have plenty of opportunity to do here.
Yes.
And they certainly are more knowledgeable than I am on that. But I think the other, you know, and the other issue is, and this is a little bit off the subject, but not much, and that is, you know, I think we need to look at our overseas partnerships. And once again, that's an economic development
right.
issue. Because, you know, for example, I learned in the past week that if someone has a plane, you know, a company plane that they're using and they're coming back from Europe, they often come back from Shannon, Ireland, rather, you know, for their final
oh, yes.
stop before they come back over the
right.
Atlantic Ocean for two very important reasons. One is the fuel costs are significantly less at Shannon than they are
really?
In, say, Germany and Italy. And, of course, if you're buying, you know, 45,000 gallons of fuel, that's a significant issue. And then the second thing is I'm told that for many of these planes, not all of them, but for many of them, you can clear customs, U.S. customs
oh,
in Shannon.
Yeah.
And here's the implications of that. That means that a plane leaving Shannon, Ireland, can fly directly to either West Michigan Regional Airport or Allegan Airport without first having to drop down at another airport to clear customs and then taking off
yeah.
and landing again. And you know, that's a cost of doing business.
Yes.
All those little things can add up.
Yes, indeed.
And so, you know, I made that point to when we were considering this position is, you know, what we need is to widen our horizons a little bit and say, how can we use those kind of advantages to get people focused on, you know, the many empty industrial sites that we have in Allegan County?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Irish apparently are going all out for business, too.
They are. And if you read some of the financial press, news media, of all the European countries, you know, Ireland is one of them that's doing well,
yeah.
along with Germany. And you can see that seems to be paying off a little bit.
They're thinking all the time about what they can do to make people welcome.
Exactly, exactly.
And that's, I guess, what we have to do in Allegan County.
Exactly. That's you said it very well. You said it extremely well. We want to make sure, particularly employers, feel welcome, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's great. That's great. We got a couple minutes left here.
All right. Well, then, I got a couple other things. I just want to, we did hear a report, you know, from Bill Hecker, who is runs the medical care facility down in the Dumont Lake complex that mm-hmm. we have there as part of his annual report. And one of the things is he gets people from all of the area hospitals referred there for rehabilitation. And it's all part of the cost consciousness of that you can't stay in a hospital for acute, unless you're there for acute care.
Right.
But it's rehabilitation. They want you into a medical care facility. And ours is doing very well. It gets awards every year. And, you know, I looked at the data. You know, probably the majority of them are referred by Allegan General. But, you know, they also have a population from Holland and Zeeland hospitals, St. Mary's in Grand Rapids, as well as Spectrum in Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is a regional facility. And right now we have about 6 empty beds. So if someone needs a rehabilitation place that has great quality, I would recommend that they look at the Allegan County Medical Care Facility.
Okay. Jim, we're out of time. I thank you so much for being our guest here this morning and answering all the questions. And
well, it's always fun to visit with you, Juke, and with your listeners, of course, too.
I will look forward to your visit next time.
Me too. Thank you.